You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where I just talked to Jason's girlfriend outside and she told me that she listens to these podcasts and if I talk shit about her today, she's going to slit my throat. So I'm going to keep it super positive today.
Check out Trisha Paytas' channel on YouTube.
Yeah.
And
make
we'll
sure
all
to go buy all her merch. She's the greatest woman ever. And Jason is not sleeping with tons of other women. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, please. All right, roll the intro music. What's up, guys? It's back. David and Jason. I am 21 years old. Jason is 44, approaching 45.
May 23rd, I'll be 45. I don't know what you have planned for me, but it should be a good one.
Might be
my last year on Earth. So, yeah.
Guys, today we have three different ads for you today. Because you never turned down free money, right?
No, I've never turned down. Let me try to think if I have.
No.
Are you asking me a question or are you reading?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Well, if you shop online without the best coupons, you've already paid too much. Fortunately, there's a free browser extension called Honey that automatically finds the best coupons on the web, so you always get the best prices on everything.
In two clicks, add Honey to any browser for free. Then shop like you normally do.
At checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best coupon to get you the biggest discount. It's pretty straightforward, guys. It finds coupons for whatever you're shopping for. People are saving millions of dollars. When Honey's got your back, you'll never overpay for anything ever again.
Trisha and I were looking for a swing, and sure enough, $20 off.
It's free. It takes just seconds to install, and we'll save you tons of money. Add Honey to your browser for free right now at joinhoney.com/views. That's joinhoney.com/views. Someone tweeted at us the other day, and they're like, you talked about David's first girlfriend three podcasts already. Fucking talk about something new. So we're going to try to be a little bit more aware of what we've been talking about. And that's why I want to tell you guys about my DACA situation. No, we're gonna be a little bit more open. First of all, Jason, how are you? How is everything? You seem stressed out.
I am just so stressed. I've got so many YouTubers in my life.
How's everything going?
Strong personalities.
You're making a lot more money.
I'm making a lot more money. I'm doing good. I'm in bad health. I need to work out more. I'm jealous of how much you've been working out.
Yeah, guys, I don't know if you've been keeping up with everything in my life.
Do you post pictures of you running on Snapchat?
Don't.
You don't do anything like that.
No, I don't.
Casey does it.
This is where I brag about it.
Oh, you
this
brag?
Is it. Yeah,
break.
I've been 35 days in a row.
35 days?
Today is my 36th day in a row of running every day. It's amazing.
Did you already run?
No, I run tonight. I'll run at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. But yeah, I just bought a treadmill. I put
it
in my
flu. Why are you running?
Because I got to sweat it off. I bought a treadmill. It's sitting in the middle of my living room.
How is it? Expensive?
It was $1,000.
That's expensive.
But it is.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's good. I mean, I wouldn't.
I feel like it's a good price for like not having to like drive to the gym anymore.
Oh, so worth it.
Even though the same day I ordered my treadmill, I bought a gym membership, which is pretty fucking stupid.
No, why? That's good to have both. You don't want to just be on that treadmill every day. You need both.
I don't know. Regardless,
now, you know when you run outside, it's different than on a treadmill, right? It's not as much of a workout.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, without question. You get a much better workout running outside because you're really moving your body and your muscles.
I thought you were saying a treadmill is a better workout. I'm like,
no.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, I knew that.
You knew that. Yeah.
But I like the whole treadmill thing. Did you see this dog? There was a dog that died on United Airlines today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's two for United Airlines.
First of all, let's dig deep into this. Because I saw it, and the title of the article is Puppy Died on United Airlines Right After His Owner Was Told to Store Him in the Overhead Compartment.
Yeah.
So basically, during takeoff, they were like, we got to put the puppy away. Maybe the flight attendants didn't see that it was a puppy. Maybe they just thought it was a bag. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But they put the bag in the overhead compartment, and then it fucking sat there the entire fucking flight. Like, come on. You cannot blame that on just United Airlines. There were people sitting in the cockpit. They heard it barking. The owners, like, what? Like, I'm so confused. Like, I wouldn't, you know what I mean?
So they're trying to blame it on United, but you're saying the fault's on the owner.
I think the fault is equally on both people. You think if I took your dog, whoa, I'm touching his muscle right now. You're really fucking tight. That's nice.
Thanks, Tom Brady.
If I took your dog.
TB12.
If I took your dog and I took him like overseas and you're like, just please take care of my baby.
Yeah.
And then I call you and I'm like, dude, they made me put it in the overhead compartment. I didn't want to say anything mid-flight.
So why didn't you fucking take it down from the compartment? Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I would say.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't read the rest of the story or something, but I was very confused about it.
I can't believe people own dogs at all because people are such idiots. And I've seen them in cars. I saw one time when I was in L.A., I saw a dog. He was inside a hot car.
Smoking a pipe.
He was smoking a pipe.
He was smoking weed, and dogs shouldn't smoke weed. I know this story.
This dog got so high.
Yeah.
And then
he drove.
He drove away.
Fucking ass.
And I was in the car, and there was a bag of money in the back.
Yeah.
Nine police cars chasing us. I was on the news, and the dog was so high.
Yeah, and he was driving?
And he was
what
driving.
What kind of a dog was it?
It was a Shih Tzu.
And he was driving the fucking car?
Yeah, it was just, I don't know how he was reaching the pedals. He had some contraption where his nose, he could breathe, and that would work.
Was it an automatic car or manual?
It was stick.
He was driving stick.
It was a stick shift. And
how the fuck did this dog know how to drive a stick shift?
I blacked out, but I jumped out around 55 miles an hour on the 10. They got me. I did 9 to 10 years for it. I was totally innocent. I actually wrote a book about it. It's called Tuesdays with Maury.
And, why Maury?
Uh-huh. Oh. That was the name of the dog.
Where'd you meet this dog?
I told you he was high. He was locked in a car.
And then how'd you get in the car?
I thought you knew this story. You sounded like you knew it. You started to take the story over. Dog got high. You never heard this?
I knew a different version of the story. How did you meet the dog?
I was just walking by. Again, I told you I'm innocent.
Oh, and you tried to help him, mm-hmm. but you just ended up getting locked in the car with him.
Yeah, and then he was. I didn't know he was wanted by the police. I had no idea. And he's just so blazed. It's
fucking shit, yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you hotbox with a Shih Tzu, get real high.
Yeah, it's game over from there.
And I want to say we didn't buy a sex swing. I don't know why I said that earlier.
You didn't buy what?
No, we didn't buy a sex swing.
You never bought a sex swing?
No.
Are you and your girlfriend, are you guys kinky or is that just her?
She's not that kinky.
No?
No. She just likes sex all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Like five times a day.
But have you guys, we were talking about this, have you ever role played?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Give me an example of a role play.
I got some focaccia. The other day.
What's focaccia?
It's a roll. Get it? Forget it. Do I ever role play?
You started telling me a story about some pies the other day, but you never finished it. Well, what's like an example of a role play you do? And there were pies involved.
Oh, yeah. You know, you just come in and you're just like, you know, like, hey, I came to take out the trash.
Okay.
Like that. And you knock on the door. And then, you know, you just role play. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of...
I know. I know what role playing is, Jason. You know, I want to know what you...
Well, you know, younger girls like a daddy fetish.
Yeah, you would know.
That's... Well, yeah. I mean, why else would you be with an old guy like me?
Oh, so she pretends that you're her dad?
Well, no, like, you know, like... Yeah. No, not her dad, but, you know, like...
Her daddy.
Yeah. Not her dad.
Fucking gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
I mean, what do you say?
I say...
You're grounded?
Boy, this podcast might be our worst so far.
Well, thank you to Honey for sponsoring. No, I mean, I'm just saying, I find that really...
Well, what did you role play?
I don't role play. No,
you don't role play.
I would never be able to keep that serious. Like I can't be a fucking character and have sex. That's not my thing.
I mean, no. Wait.
I'll just start laughing. I can't even act because I just start laughing because I think it's funny being someone else.
Right.
Yeah.
I think sex is enough for me. I'm not that into.
Speaking of sex and role playing.
Yeah.
Teacher from my hometown.
Oh my God! I can't believe you're going to bring this up.
No, I'm going to bring it up.
This is deadly.
I'm not going to fucking. I'm just going to bring it up. She had sex. A teacher that graduated from my high school,
no way,
just got caught having sex with a bunch of kids that were still in high school.
Assistant soccer coach.
Assistant soccer coach.
This Vernon Hills, just the legend keeps growing from your hometown.
Fucking, yeah, just villains and heroes popping out of that school. Like,
I wonder you always want to keep going back there.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
For those all the crazy, older chicks will get you off.
Those crazy fucking stories. Yeah, but she's, it came out, and at first it was like two 17-year-old boys. And then it was like, from what I heard, and now it's like, there's like seven different guys.
Yeah, 12 different occasions I read.
12 different occasions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking nuts.
Seven
She's
kids.
She's just having sex like a monster. And I was talking to another one of my teachers, and she says she may even go to jail for like more than 40 years. 40 fucking years.
That's what they said, $1 million bail.
$1 million bail. Yeah. Which I just found out what bail is the other day, by the way. Yeah. Bail is, I always thought when you pay bail, she's on $1 million bail right now. So if she goes and she gives him $1 million, she's not like guilt-free. Like, she can't just walk the streets. No. She just gets to go home until she's sentenced to jail.
Until trial, yeah.
Which is fucking nuts. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's good money for the state.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that that was a thing. I thought when you pay bail, you're innocent and you can fucking go.
No.
I thought that's how it was.
Then you could just buy your way out of stuff if you
well,
could.
Well, I thought they only gave you bail when it wasn't like you didn't murder anybody or anything. You know what my biggest fear is? I don't want to say it because I don't want to foreshadow anything, but like killing someone on accident, like in a car or some fucking freak accident.
Yeah.
It's my big, and spending and going to jail for fucking 20, 30 years. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's.
Mine is forgetting to monetize my video.
It's forgetting to monetize your YouTube video?
My biggest fear, man.
Yeah, those are pretty similar, bro. No, I'm just scared of like if I kill someone on accident,
right?
No matter how I do it, please don't send me to jail. Like,
Send you to jail?
Yeah, like,
it wouldn't be my choice, but
I know. It wouldn't be my choice. Like, that's like, I'm so terrified of that, that don't worry, even if I'm in fucking Aruba, I'm going to be living with it for the rest of my life. Do you know what I mean?
You'll be living in hell.
Like,
a lot of people wouldn't, though. A lot of people would just forget about it.
It would fucking kill me, bro.
You think?
Yes. And like, and then to send me to jail for 30 years on top, I feel like I'm fucking, you know what I feel like? I feel like I just came from the future, and I'm like making this plea because I accidentally killed someone in the future. Please, man, if it ever fucking happens, you got my back, right, Jason?
Why do you think you're going to kill somebody?
I don't know. I don't, but I'm just like, I always think about it. It's so easy to kill someone on accident.
I used to have a friend. He used to carry around a cyanide pill in case he ever went to jail so he could kill himself.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
A cyanide pill.
Yeah.
That he'd pop in his mouth and he'd choke on and he'd die.
Yeah. Because he had such a fear of going to jail.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
How did this explain this to me?
He's doing great.
Yeah.
He never went to jail.
He never went to jail.
I don't know if he still carries it. I haven't talked to him a long time.
Like you're saying, if he gets pulled over...
He was kind of like you in that he like thought something bad was going to happen to him.
Yeah,
you know that something.
Well, listen, if I ever get into a car accident and I'm laying there and my
you
leg
want me to kill you,
yeah,
seriously,
100%, and my leg is like off my body and I just killed two people in the other car, I would pop that pill in a second.
No. Fuck.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, but
I have
it wasn't.
So much. Listen, I also have so much faith in the afterlife. Then I'm like, fuck yeah.
You
like,
do?
Yes.
You and Trisha, man.
It's not even like, I'm not even like religious. I'm just like, fuck, like it'll fucking figure itself out. You know what I mean?
Think
even
so?
If it's nothing, it's still something. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Nothing's not something.
You don't know that.
Black is black.
Yeah. Black don't crack, bro. So it's going to be fucking lit.
Did you hear about this senator that got in trouble? Huggy Bear?
No. Who's Huggy Bear?
This guy's like a state rep. And his nickname was Huggy Bear, and he was hugging people all the time.
Yeah,
for like 30 years, and he got in trouble just for
Wait,
hugging
he
people.
Was hugging people?
Yeah, that was his thing. Like he'd come up and he'd like hug you, and now he got in trouble. He had to apologize, and he can't hug anyone anymore.
Are you fucking serious?
No,
because he would hug people.
Yes.
Would he randomly hug them, or would he like?
No, he would when he would meet him. That was his thing.
He was like,
Huggy Bear. I hug people. I'm a hugger.
Like when you meet someone and they go, "I'm a hugger."
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Fucking
what do you think about that?
I mean, poor dude.
I think it's probably kind of good because when I grew up, there was a lot of like touching and stuff from men.
Yeah, I guess that is
not even sexual, but
that's kind of weird. I guess if I put myself in the situation, it'd be weird.
Yeah, you probably
what
just don't
you,
need
what
it.
What were you like in elementary school, bro?
Me,
I've just noticed I've said bro and lit like 20 times during this vlog so far.
Drink every time David says bro.
Please don't drink, but go.
Or lit. I was fat. What were you like?
In elementary school?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I remember I was on the bus. When did you find out that you had to have sex to make babies?
They gave me a pamphlet at school.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was probably like 8. Or no, I was probably like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
It was a brochure. I was coming on to... no, I was coming home. I was on the bus. And I don't know if we've already talked about this on the podcast, but who knows. I was on the bus, and this girl goes, maybe I said I had a crush on someone, and we were like 11 years old, and she goes, oh, you want to have sex with her and have babies? And I go, what? What does that mean? What the fuck are you saying? Like, why are you saying two different things? And she's like, you have sex with her and have babies. I'm like, no, like I'd have kids with her, yeah, because I love her. I'm not gonna have sex with her. It's disgusting. And then she's like, you have to have sex to have kids. I'm like, what are you saying?
You guys listening to this bitch? She must be smoking crack. You hearing this shit?
And then I went home, and my grandma was. I fucking remember this like it was yesterday. My grandma was sitting at the computer and my mom was standing right next to her. And I go, do you have to have sex to have babies? And my grandma just turns around with like the biggest smile on her face. She's like I was like her first grandson. And like I could tell she's just been waiting for this. She's like, ah, this is it. and then they explained to me and I was like, that's so fucking gross. And yeah, that was it? Yeah, that was
they
it.
They must have been laughing yeah, the whole time.
They thought it was so funny. Because I'm going to interrupt this story about me finding out what sex is by an ad. But you better stay tuned because right after this ad, I have a story about what happened this weekend.
Yeah.
And literally this weekend. stay for the story.
Get it weekend?
Yeah, whatever. Hiring. Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you.
ZipRecruiter!
ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them.
Mm-hmm. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free!
Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Nash.
Dobrik works, too. I got an email today.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, it works. If you do, Nash still works, but if you do ZipRecruiter.com/Dobrik, and guys, some of you go check that out. Make sure it works for us.
Fuck yeah.
But your name's in there now.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dobrik.
Yes.
This is a fucking full circle. We can end the podcast now.
Yeah.
It's over. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Thank you, ZipRecruiter, for fucking hooking it up. Finally. Listening to a dude out here being very desperate. Okay, this weekend.
Okay, so you went to a thing Sunday night.
Let me break it down.
Go.
So we went to this restaurant called Delilah's. Mm. It's not a restaurant. It's kind of like a jazz bar.
I've heard so much about it from Todd that Leo DiCaprio goes there.
Yeah, it's like a celebrity hotspot. Okay. Like we were there. So we showed up.
I saw a celebrity there.
Who'd you see?
David Dobrik.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I saw Gigi Gorgeous there.
You said Gigi Gorgeous?
Yeah.
We
talked to her.
So we showed up. We got to this place. It's like a nice hip bar. And I mean, fucking celebrities out the wazoo, bro.
Really? Yeah. I didn't see any.
You left.
Well, who came in?
They walked in like fucking crazy, man.
Really?
It was Migos.
Migos all came
Migos,
in?
Migos. Kendall Jenner. Jaden Smith.
Jamie Foxx.
He's just sitting in the photo booth doing his photo booth thing.
Like all of Migos?
Two of them.
Two of them?
And then Halsey was there. Haley Baldwin was there.
Oh yeah, I heard a really funny thing. I saw a woman yelling at a paparazzi out front, and the only soundbite I heard was, she goes, you push me and Halsey saw it. You push me and Halsey saw it. That's what she kept saying. Like, okay.
Yeah,
I don't even know what Halsey looks
paparazzi
like.
Paparazzi was outside. It was insane. I mean, there was, I can't even list the celebrities because I can't think of all of them right now.
Yeah, I was there. It wasn't that much fun. It's super fun.
Oh, it's not fun.
Fun at all.
I was begging to go home, but everybody wanted to stay.
Couldn't sit. Couldn't get a drink.
Let me explain to you like what it is.
But the vibe is nice.
It's cool to be in a room with all these powerful people that have all this money and have all this success. But at the same time, like, it gives me the biggest urge to go fucking home and work. Like, right. like, there's nothing more motivating than being around all these people that have made so much money. And, like, you're mm-hmm. just like, these guys are out partying. Like, this is my time to fucking go and do something else. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, and, like, that's what I was trying to tell, like, to Todd and Scott. And I'm like, guys, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's go, like, make a vlog. Let's fucking, let's do stuff that can, like, you yeah. know, that where we can be in this position one day. But anyway.
They had a great dancer. Did you see the go-go dancer they had?
No.
You don't look at that kind of thing.
Anyway, so the Weeknd had a table. The Weeknd, uh-huh. the singer, had a table right next to us. Uh-huh. And he walks up to us. He walks up to Scott. Have you heard the story?
Yeah, sort of. Not the good version. Go.
It's really short.
I heard a little version.
He walks up to Scott, our friend, and he puts his hand on his shoulder, and he goes, "I want your table, so I'm going to take it." That's what he fucking says to Scott.
He said that?
He said, "I want your table, so I'm going to take it."
How big is The Weeknd?
Like, how popular is he?
No, how tall is he? He's like an imposing guy?
He's shorter than Scott.
He's shorter than
yeah,
Scott?
Yeah, he's a small guy.
Does he look tough?
No. No, he knows who he is. He's The Weeknd. He just dated Selena Gomez. You know, he's a big star.
I know who he is.
And Scott couldn't recognize him because he's kind of difficult to recognize because, you know, he just looks like a chubby kid.
Right.
I hope he's listening to this. And he shaved his crazy hair that he had. And Scott, I think Scott goes, "Fuck off."
Really?
Yeah. Like who are you? Like, who? Like, what the fuck is going on? Because Scott didn't know who he was.
Right.
And The Weeknd leaves. And 5 minutes later, the people that are working at the bar or at the club come over to us and like, we're gonna move your table over one side this way.
What a fucking douche. Fuck The Weeknd.
Well,
fuck The Weeknd. I don't like that at all. I'm gonna take your table. Fuck you.
I mean,
God damn it. Is it really that important that you need to be seen there with Kendall Jenner? I fucking do not like that shit at all. Fuck him.
Okay.
Done with him. I'm no longer listening to Starboy.
Listen. Because you listen to it every day.
I did listen to it last week. It's really good.
It's a great song, yeah. Okay, and that happened.
What happened?
Nothing.
The Weeknd left, and then what happened?
And then I was standing right next to The Weeknd and his friend, and I go, so that's what money does.
Oh, yeah.
And The Weeknd and his friend are both staring at me, and his friend goes, "That's what money does." it's you know what it is? It's like it's a room full of egos. Like all of it. Including yeah. us. We all had everyone has a huge ego in that room. And it's just it was just a power play. And it doesn't matter because as douchey as it was, and I would never do that if I was in his shoes, it's funny. And I hate saying it.
Your name is The Weeknd.
Listen.
What a terrible name.
I hate saying it.
The Weeknd.
I hate saying it, but I kind of, I've always.
Saturday and lazy Sunday.
I'm always so interested by shit like this.
No, it's a great story, like, but I just don't like it that he did
yes,
that. All he had to do was just go to the maitre d' and be like, "Hey, can I get a table?" He didn't have to fucking go up to Scott and say anything.
Yeah, but me and you would never fucking do douches like that. But it's just
a short man's complex is what it is.
I don't know.
So he had to go do it.
I understand that he was being a douchebag, but at the same time, there's part of me that's like, well, fucking, he's The Weeknd, and everyone is sucking his nuts here, and he's probably paying the most for all these tables, so he can fucking do whatever he pleases.
I'm going to have to go against you on this one, David.
I'm
no longer going to do the podcast. I'm gonna end it over this weekend story.
yeah, but no, I thought that was really funny.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Nothing.
Then what happened after I left? And then did everyone get drunk or?
Yeah, I mean, they were, you know, they were
then you
all
chased
there.
Some paparazzi, right?
And then, yeah, and then I waited outside. All my friends left and I stayed out by myself and I joined the paparazzi in taking pictures of people, but no one really came out that I knew other than Jamie Foxx. And yeah.
And you got him.
Yeah.
And you got some other guy, right?
No, I didn't really. I got Khloe Kardashian's like ex-boyfriend, or sorry, Khloe Kardashian's current boyfriend, the one she's married to, or some shit. But I didn't really know him, so I didn't know.
Could
what
you
to say.
See yourself having a good time there? Like, let's say.
No, I couldn't.
Let's say you just like, I don't know, made a big movie.
Yes.
Your first movie. You
yeah.
can see yourself enjoying yourself there, getting drunk.
If
maybe.
I made a big movie, or if I was those guys who were just made a big song, they also all came. I think that happened to be the place for the after party for the iHeart Award or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So they all came there, like off the after party.
That's why they were all there.
Yeah. I was actually sitting in the... I have this guy who sends me texts about parties, like all the time. He sends me all the parties for every day. And I was sitting at Delilah, and I got a text from him saying the iHeart after party is happening at Delilah's.
And you were already
so I was
there.
Like, oh, fuck, I'm already here. And that's when they started showing up. But yeah, if I saw myself like selling a big TV show to someone, or you know, like a big movie, making a big movie, or like writing a fucking hot song, yes, I could see myself there like one night.
That was
fucking, and with my friends, not with like.
No, of course, I know. The thing about LA is it. You said that thing about egos. It's like it all gets ruined by that,
dude. It's fucking
gets ruined by that,
guys.
The place is nice. There, you walk in. There's a guy singing Seven Nation Army. There's like a three-piece jazz,
like a jazz
band.
Singer. What was so weird about that place is like,
and it's old timey in there.
Everybody is checking them, like checking others for who the bigger fucking dude is in the place.
Yeah.
Like, you walk around, and everybody looks at you. Like, I'll be sitting at my table, and Jamie Foxx will walk by, and we'll link eyes, because he's checking to see every individual in the building to see how they feel about him,
yeah,
and to make sure that he's the biggest person in the house. Like, even me, I'm checking around to see, like, who there is. You know, I'm checking to see, like,
anybody
who I can compare myself to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a fucking room full of hotheads. And that's why it's so funny to me. Just,
right.
Like, you're walking to the bar and you brush shoulders with someone. Like I was walking with Todd, and Todd hit somebody on the shoulders, and Todd goes, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "Todd, calm down. You're just like everybody fucking here." But it's just like a room full of fucking like hotheads. It's so interesting, and I don't know. I love it. I love the fucking bunch of egos in a room. I think it's so fucking amazing to watch, and so
I was so over it. I was there. It couldn't stand.
Oh, it sucked. I wanted to fucking leave, but it's just such a.
Explain that to people that I feel like some kid who like listens to this show is like, wow, that sounds so cool. They're in LA, but like we should explain too that like it's not fun when you're there.
No,
like, it sounds cool. Like, wow, David Dobrik was with The Weeknd.
No, it's cool,
but it's not.
It's cool. No, it totally
is
cool.
It's not fun. Like, it would have been way more fun to be here.
It's cool. It's not fun, but it's like a cool thing to just like talk about. There's nothing cool about it.
Like, I was so bummed at myself because I'd heard Todd talk about Delilah for so many months, and I was all excited. And then I got there, and I was like, "Oh right, it's a fucking shit show."
Yeah, the first day Todd went there, it was like Selena Gomez, DiCaprio, and like Justin Bieber. It was like, yeah, it's apparently it's always like a hot
I think
spot.
Todd's worked his way up there too because he. He told me, like, he's like, yeah, now I get a table there when I go there. Like I think when he first started going there, he couldn't even get in.
Yeah.
Now they know him.
That's impressive. Well, you know what else is impressive, though?
Tell us.
Heading to Squarespace for a free trial when you're ready to launch. You can use the offer code.
I'm ready to launch, man.
Views to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Guys, Squarespace is a beautiful website creating tool. You can turn your cool idea into a new website, showcase your work, blog or publish content, sell products and services of all kinds.
Yeah, man. Promote your physical or online business. Announce an upcoming event. For instance, David and I are getting married. Or special project and more.
There's a whole bunch of shit that you can do using Squarespace. Squarespace does this by giving you beautiful templates created by world-class designers, ability to customize look and feel settings, products, and more with just a few clicks. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box. It's a new way to buy domains and choose from over 200 extensions. It's free and secure hosting and nothing to patch your upgrade ever. 24/7 award-winning customer service.
Yeah, make it yourself. Easily create a website by yourself. Make it stand out. Stand out with a beautiful website.
Ready to start your new business? Make it stand out. Get started with Squarespace. You can use the offer code VIEWS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. All right, guys, that's the final ad for today's show. And you know what that means. Jason and I are going to go buy a new fucking flat screen and party.
All right, this is called David's Advice Corner.
Yeah, so this is where I give advice, and Jason's going to read something to me that I haven't heard, but I'm going to give advice on it because I'm fucking very intelligent.
Somebody tweeted this. This is a super long story. Basically, me and my best friend hooked up with our other best friend's ex, and I don't know what I should do, if anything, or if it's fair for them to not be friends anymore. Okay, I'm going to go into the story. It's really long. Here we go. So basically, one of my best friends, let's call her A, had her first major boyfriend this year. They dated for 6 months, and it was A's first kiss and other stuff, but I mean... And A loved him, but but they broke up and it was really bad and he wasn't who A thought he was. Okay. While they were dating, one of my other friends, let's call her B, was flirting with A's boyfriend so much that A had to confront B and her boyfriend about it, even though her boyfriend was clueless. A and B also had problems before, and it was a kind of a toxic friendship. Then, 2 weeks after A and her boyfriend broke up,
C,
C started eating B out. B was hanging out with him at her house, and they hooked up.
B was hanging out with him at B's house.
A and B had some problems before, and it was kind of a toxic friendship. Then, 2 weeks after A and her boyfriend broke up, B was hanging out with him at her house, and they hooked up. A didn't find out until a month later, and B had lied to A about it. Now A and B aren't friends, and A doesn't want to even try to mend things, even though B is really upset and sorry about it. Is that fair? Should A give her a chance? No pun intended. Should I, as both their best friends, get in the middle? Get in the middle or stay out of it.
Okay, this is going to be a quick answer. Yes, you should get in the middle of it and just fix it. Yeah, what the fuck?
Get in the middle of it?
Yeah, she's their friend. If you were having problems with Scott, I'd be like, stop being a bitch. Let's go talk to Scott.
If I slept with Scott's girlfriend?
No, not like...
Scott slept with my girlfriend...
I don't want to get into details. I'm just saying I would get in the middle of it. They're not no.
You just love to get in there with your camera.
No one cheated on anybody.
No one's vlogging in this. So take that out of the equation.
Oh, fuck it. Stay out of it. No. I mean no one cheated on anybody. So it's just like it's people's feelings getting hurt. That's it. No one's like breaking any rules of cheating and stuff. That's fine. Listen, this is what I'm going to say. Get in the middle of it and fucking do what you gotta do. But I actually have a funny story that goes along with this.
Okay.
I had a friend. She had a boyfriend for quite a while. And her best friend, and after she broke up with her boyfriend, her best friend hooked up with the boy that she was dating. Just like this situation.
Okay.
And her best friend denied it, that they ever hooked up. Like, to this day, denied it.
Oh, wow.
And the other day, 2 weeks ago, both the best friend and the girl were in the car together with us, with me and Dom. And Dom goes to the and I bring up the boy. I bring up the boy that they both had a fling with. And I go, yeah, so how's James? And Dom goes, oh, James. Yeah. You hooked up with her that one. you hooked up with him that one day. And it got really awkward because then everybody found out that the best friend hooked up with her ex-boyfriend. Ooh. And we had to have him leave the car to figure it out because it was really awkward.
You had to have Dom leave the car?
No, everybody had to leave the car. I fucking yelled at Dom because it was so uncomfortable. And basically,
but
it was
Dom didn't do anything wrong.
It was the same situation. He just brought up something he shouldn't have brought up. But yeah,
but he didn't know.
Yeah, but it was just the same situation. I don't know. I don't know how the rules are. I don't think you should. Okay, let me go back to it. I don't think you should date like if Jason, if you broke up with Trisha, I don't think it's right for anybody to date Trisha in our friend group.
It's
just kind of code.
Yeah, you're probably I agree with that. Would you agree? I would never, ever, ever, ever date. I would never, ever date one of my
friends' exes.
Never.
It's just not. It's not the right thing to do, right?
No.
It's
bro
code. Don't do it. I'm surprised you're fucking with that.
Me?
Yeah. Because you're usually not on like relationship codes.
If I had been with someone and then they wanted to date her, I might be open to letting them date her or not being okay with it or giving her my blessing, but I would never do that. It's the same thing as like if you're eating a sandwich, I would never ask for a bite.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Really?
I would never ask for a bite of your sandwich. Oh. I think it's gross. I wouldn't want anyone to take a bite of my sandwich.
Okay, that's a weird example.
Weird?
No, but I'm totally honest.
Yeah, you would.
I'm totally on. Yeah, you've eaten my sandwich before.
No, I have not ever taken a bite of your sandwich. Why have I taken a bite of your sandwich?
I'm on the same page. I think it's rude to hook up. Why do you think, for the people that are like, fuck that, you can date your friend's ex-girlfriend, why do you think it's rude?
It's just lame. It's like, carve your own road, dude.
Yeah. And it's like weird because it's like, okay, so all this time when we were together, you were kind of into my friend.
Yes.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, you were eyeing my girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird. We have a good friend who I think he might be capable of that.
Really?
Yes.
I have this friend too?
Oh, yes.
Who?
I cannot say.
Really?
I'll have to tell you later.
Holy shit.
Yes, sir.
The fucking gossip is real here.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a friend that's dated a friend? That's dated a friend's ex?
I've had people like ask me, like, hey, is it cool if I... And I'm kind of like, I guess.
That was in my high school. There was like a friend group. They all dated each other. It was like that 70s show.
Really?
Like, it was like, yeah, the girl would get dumped. The next guy in that friend group would date her.
What was that like?
It was high school dating, so it wasn't as serious, but it was just like...
Not a lot of attractive women in your school or something?
I don't know. I feel like that's an art. I've never met anybody that goes to...
Or men.
I've never met anybody at a school that goes, yeah, we have the hottest chicks in our school. I've never met anybody say that.
Oh, I have.
Really?
Yeah, Dover Sherburn had the hottest chicks.
And the people at that school would admit that?
Oh, yeah, they knew it.
Oh, really? They were like, we have the hottest chicks? I've never met that in my life.
You never like played sports at another town, and you get to the town, you're like, Jesus, every girl in this high school is
hot. Shit.
Yeah.
But that's different.
Why is that
I'm
different?
I'm saying, it's like someone coming from a hometown and being like, I have the best hometown. Everyone's always like, my hometown sucks. I want to get out of here. Like, that's how it is. It's the same thing.
Go to like Laguna Beach High School.
Yeah, and everyone's just
gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah.
But dude, those kids,
I bet when Toddy went to high school, all the girls were gorgeous.
I know, but I'm saying, but yes, I'm saying if I go there, I'm definitely going to think, even if they have the ugliest.
Oh, I see your point. Your point is you don't think.
Yeah, like because you're
when
used,
you're there,
you're
you don't
used
think
to the people.
Hot. You're
right?
Used to it, yeah.
And someone will go like, yeah, you have Sydney, you have Amber, and then someone goes, Sydney and Amber, they're not fucking hot, they're kooks. All right, guys. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's
talk
podcast.
About the Future of the Views podcast.
The Future of the Views.
Where
podcast.
Do you see it?
It's looking pretty good. We may be going on tour, which is still undecided.
Yeah, and I'll be rapping this time.
Can I be honest with you? Yeah. I got a call the other day asking if we should change the split that you have on your podcast.
Who asked that?
My agents.
If we should change the split?
Yeah.
To give you more money?
No, to give you more.
Oh, that's nice.
I said no. I said let's wait till he asks.
I would love more money.
I don't know. No, we'll definitely talk about that. But we have we have a live podcast coming up. We don't know, but I think we're going to come out
we don't
with
have a live podcast. We
don't.
Coming
we don't.
Out.
But if
because you won't because this is what happens. The agents call. They put together like a really really awesome tour, and I need money. So I'm like, God, this sounds fantastic. And then David just sits silent on the phone, and he's just like. Yeah, I don't know, guys. And it's like, it's the most like amazing setup where David can fly first class, like hit New York, hit Boston. He's allowed to take his best friends with him.
Yeah.
He can basically take Scott and Zane with him.
We're doing it.
Nice hotel.
Yes, we're going to end up doing it. And I think the way it's going to happen is we're going to have a list of dates. So you're not going to see us promoting show by show. You're just going to be seeing us promote a Views tour. So it's going to be like, come see us on the Views tour, and it's going to be a list of 10 cities. That's the way I want to do it. Make sure you guys go follow us on Twitter. Buy our merch at fanjoy.co/Dobrik. Go. It'll be a good time if it happens, but we don't know.
It's going to happen. Because last time, the way that we went to Boston and New York was, I told David that I wanted to... bragged to my ex-wife how much money we were going to make.
Yes.
And then after I said that, he was like, okay, we can go.
Yeah, so let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm down. We'll see you guys later. This has been a Views podcast. My name is Jeff.